So does it really matter that entertainers like Stevie Wonder are now trying to start a boycott of Florida because of the George Zimmerman verdict? The Hollywood Reporter says that Wonder says he will not perform in the state until the Stand Your Ground law is abolished. In the wake of the George Zimmerman acquittal, the singer said he will not be performing in the Sunshine State until its Stand Your Ground law is abolished. He also said he would not be performing in any other state that recognizes the law. He said this, that it's part of the reason why George Zimmerman was acquitted. Again, here we are with an entertainer that may not know all the facts, overreacting. Will Florida hurt because Stevie Wonder and maybe other performers have decided to boycott the state? I don't think so. Is this something that the media has taken with, ran with, and now are trying to do something with? I think so. Because of this case, and maybe others that are out there, all of a sudden now the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case will continue on for quite some time. Whether it's the Department of Justice looking to see if Zimmerman violated the rights of Trayvon Martin, because of the racial profiling. Alan Dershowitz, a lawyer who I was never a fan of, now saying that the prosecutor in the case should be disbarred. To these dopey entertainers saying that they're going to boycott Florida. No one's going to get any peace over this. I'm not sure what's going to happen to Zimmerman. The Martin family will never be able to sit back and think this is over. So I don't know. Did we handle this the right way or the wrong way? The jury has spoken. Remember, even the President of the United States spoke, saying that if he had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. I wonder if he's going to go back and say that again. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.